Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we'll be walking through the wilderness with Jesus as we begin our day with a conversation with Jesus through scripture, prayer, meditation, and journaling, and then enjoying that conversation throughout the day.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Together on Mission podcast. This is Travis, and it's great to be with all of you. Welcome. It's Friday morning, and we've spent the week together. We've spent the week with Jesus, and just as a reminder, just in case some are tuning in the last week or so, tomorrow, Saturday, and the next day, Sunday, we will not do a daily podcast, so get up tomorrow morning, Saturday morning, and do with Jesus what we have been doing throughout the last few days, few weeks, few months, and enjoy Jesus. And then on Sunday, tune in to inlandvineyard.org, and 9:15, 11:15, we will continue our series, Wilderness. And then we will be back together on Monday to enjoy a conversation that starts with Jesus in the morning and then continues throughout the day. So grab your Bible, grab a journal, cup of coffee, cup of tea, find your spot, and let's start a talk with Jesus, and let's recover and enjoy the simplicity of the gospel to be with Jesus and to then, by the power of the Spirit, slowly but surely become like Jesus. I am excited about the podcast this morning because this is something that God is doing in my life. I've shared before that I do have a problem with worry, and this is one of the New Testament nuggets that God is teaching me and reminding me of, that may be one of the biblical keys to victory over worry and anxiety and fear. And I think it's something that God wants to do in your life as well. So the title of the podcast this morning is Suffering. And here's the question. Do you have unrealistic expectations of how life should be without suffering? I do. I have unrealistic expectations that life should be without suffering, or at least not much suffering. Do you expect things to go smooth, especially if you do things right? Do you expect things to go smooth? Do you expect your day to go smooth? Do you expect your health to go smooth? Do you expect the venture that you have recently started to go smooth? Do you expect your marriage or your dating relationship or your relationship with your kids to go smooth? Do you expect your financial situation to go smooth? I mean, do we expect smooth sailing? Do we expect little to no suffering? Do we have unrealistic expectations on how life should be good and smooth? And the reality is, I do and you do. And if I could press just a little bit further, I think sometimes we're actually entitled. We think we're entitled to smooth sailing. And that is one of the great deceptions of the enemy. And here is why the enemy wants to deceive us into believing that life should not involve suffering. Here's why. Because if we have those unrealistic expectations of how life or relationship would go, should go, then guess what? We are going to worry. We're going to worry that something bad is going to happen. We're going to be anxious when we feel like suffering is upon us or we're in the midst of it. And the enemy wants to deceive us into believing and into thinking that life in this fallen world really shouldn't have suffering or pain. And if we buy into that lie, then we will find ourselves worrying that at any minute it's going to go wrong, or being anxious because we're in the middle of suffering or rough waters. Now, Jesus talked about this all the time. Remember on Monday morning, we talked about Matthew 6, and at the very end of Jesus' brilliant teaching about worry and the goodness of God's heart, he says each day will have enough trouble of its own. Do we even believe that? Do we even believe that each day will have enough trouble of its own? Do we even believe that each day holds suffering in our life and in our relationships? Do we even believe that? Or has the enemy again deceived us into thinking that we should not have suffering, that we should have smooth sailing, and therefore we're worried and we're anxious because deep down we know that Jesus is right and that each day does have suffering and troubles of its own. Now, the passage I want to take us to this morning, it's a short passage, and it's actually right at the very end of what's called the Upper Room Discourse in the Gospel of John. Brilliant conversation that Jesus has with his disciples in John 14 through 16. So this is John 16, verse 33. Jesus says, "I have told you these things so that in me you might have peace. Because in this world, you will have trouble. But take heart, because I have overcome the world." Now that is absolutely brilliant. Jesus says, the only place to find peace is in me, because in this world, every day, you're going to have trouble. You're going to have trouble and suffering in that relationship and in that venture and in that situation. Your peace has to be in me, because in this world you're going to have trouble, but take heart, because I have overcome the world. There is such a central New Testament thread to suffering. Suffering in this life. We have never been promised smooth sailing. And our expectations, because of the deception of the enemy, are way too high if we expect a life without suffering or a life with smooth sailing. And here again, if we buy into that deception that there should be no suffering or we're entitled to no suffering, we are going to endlessly worry and endlessly be anxious and chained to those two symptoms of being deceived by the enemy. Jesus says, you will have trouble, but take heart, because I have overcome the world. And that actually reminds me of one of the four Buddhist truths. I think the first Buddhist truth is this: life is suffering. Once we accept that, it's just life. Now that's pretty brilliant, but not near as brilliant as what Jesus says in John 16, verse 33. In this world, you will have trouble. You will have suffering. But take heart, because I have overcome the world. And I think, I believe, I know for me, and maybe also for you, we have an idol. We have an idol of a life of smooth sailing. We have an idol of a life that shouldn't have suffering. It's an idol. And we need to smash it. We need to break it. We need to throw it to the ground and accept the truth that in this world we will have trouble, but take heart, because Jesus has overcome the world. And here's the thing. When we expect suffering, trouble, as Jesus is talking about, when we expect loss, when we expect pain, when we expect those things, when we, like Paul said, I was fighting wild beasts in Ephesus. Now, exactly what he means by that, we're not sure. Paul says, I've prayed three times that God would take away this thorn in my flesh. What was that thorn? We don't know. But Paul is talking about suffering and pain and loss, and he's actually expecting it because he doesn't have these unrealistic expectations of what life or relationship should be. He's not deceived by the enemy. He's believing that Jesus said, in this world you'll have trouble, but take heart, because I have overcome the world. When we expect suffering, we will find that we will not have near as many unrealistic expectations on ourselves or others. When we expect suffering, we will find that we're less worried, which is what we've been talking about this week. When we expect suffering, we will find that we will rest more even in the midst of suffering. And this is a whole other podcast in and of itself, but when we expect this broken world to be broken, when we expect suffering, we will long for eternity. We will long for the life to come. And I know that we have missed this in our modern Christianity, but the New Testament, the warp and woof of the New Testament, is longing for the return of Jesus and for the life to come. So take heart. Take heart, even though each day will have trouble of its own, each relationship will have trouble of its own, take heart, because Jesus says, I have overcome the world. So here's what I want to do this morning. I want to spend a little bit of time praying, meditating, and discovering that we have an idol of no suffering. We have an idol of life should be smooth. We have an idol of we're entitled to smooth sailing. In the presence of Jesus and in conversation with Jesus, let's smash that idol. Let's throw it to the ground and let's experience the rest and the victory over worry and anxiety as a result. And maybe throughout the day, let's do a little bit of longing for the life to come. As we walk through this life, which is often a wilderness. We'll talk on Monday.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store, or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.